In some ways, students at Clarkston High School are like other teenagers. They hurry between classes with books in hand, chatting about homework and dating. But these kids stand out because they're from about 50 different countries. So when they get to class and start a project on goals, the conversation is different, too.
Are you going to become an American citizen?
Yes.
When? 2016. Is it on your goals paper?
No.
One of those Clarkston students who came to the U.S. as a teenager is Esau Gonzalez. He says he grew up in the south of Mexico and came to Georgia when he was 16. Esau didn't want to leave his family, but the area where he's from, on the border with Guatemala, is dangerous.
They shot me. They almost died at that time.
Like gangs?
No, it was drug dealer, mafia. If you don't respect mafia people in Mexico, they're going to kill you or they're going to do something, you know. It's horrible.
The people who shot at Eshau missed. The time they shot at his father, they killed him. Eshau is one of 12 kids, and all his siblings who were old enough to leave Mexico did. Eshau didn't want to move 2,000 miles from his mom, but he eventually followed. He came to Georgia to live with his brother Abel, who was just 21 years old. Eshau understood so little English, he wanted to drop out of school. But his big brother encouraged him to stay and be the first in the family to get a college degree. Eshau can still recite Abel's pep talks.
Later on, you're going to have a better life. It's going to be good for you. Your kid's going to be in better place. You're going to better college. It's a lot of stuff in the United States. You just got to work hard.
With that goal in mind, Eshau heads to class. After 2.5 years of study in his second language, 1 week of final exam stands between him and his diploma. As kids shuffle off to class, Amy Jarrett settles into one of her students' desks, and I drag over one for myself from a nearby row. Jarrett heads Clarkston's program to help students with their English, so she knows Eshau's story is typical of immigrant teens.
A very high percentage of my students write about their desire to have a sustainable job with a reliable salary so that they can care for their parents in their parents' old age. And they explain very simply, it's what my parents did for me, and so of course I would do that for them in return.
That's not all these kids have in common with Eshau.
So many of our students have experienced losses among their family members, either immediate family or extended family, that is hard for sort of a typical American, I think, to really wrap their head around.
These students are from countries like Somalia, Iraq, and the Republic of Congo. Many have seen violence. A few hours later, the school day ends. A week later, so does the school year. That finds Eshau at his brother's auto shop on Memorial Drive. It's a small garage with tires stacked to the ceiling. While Eshau changes a spare out front, his brother Abel gives a tour inside.
This is a small putting match right now. I got all the machine, I got all the stuff.
Abel works at other car shops Monday through Saturday, but has saved enough to work here at his own business on Sundays. He's busy, but he makes time for church and those pep talks for his little brother.
I told him the other people can do it, we can do it too. I told him Barack Obama's president, hey, why you can do it?
Back out front, Eshau is still changing that tire. He pauses to talk about graduation last Friday. School records show only about half each year's seniors make it across that stage. So, did he?
Yeah.
Good for you. How do you feel?
I feel better, and I feel good, because now I'm done with one goal, and then I'm going to start with another goal, and then I know it's coming big stuff in my life.
So, what's happened since then, now that a few months have passed? I checked in with Abel last week. He says Eshau wants to go to Georgia Perimeter College and is applying for financial help. For now, Eshau works alongside Abel a few days a week to learn about car repair and to save for college. Amy Kiley, WABE News.